and plastics. Out of a lot of the conversations that we've had in 2018, I think one of the recurring topics, and rightfully so, has been that of plastic. We know what happens to plastic. Plastic is not biodegradable. It finds itself into landfills and it stays there. It also finds its way into our oceans, and we've had mountains of plastic and rubbish, literally mountains, clogging up the oceans. But even worse, if you look at the whales and some of the other creatures within our oceans, very badly affected by plastics as well. So in yet another step forward to helping us all save the environment, FIDASA is relaunching the Imvelo program, which seeks to promote sustainable green practices. And these initiatives promote sustainability in the industry. So you are joined this morning by Jeff Rosenberg of FIDASA. Jeff, good morning. Good having you on, sir.
Morning. Always good to talk to you, Keno.
So, Jeff, tell us a little bit more about Imvelo, and you know, if you can give us something tangible, obviously, to look forward to, because plastics is a huge issue, and it needs to be tackled by all and sundry.
Absolutely, Keno. Now, so around about 15 years ago, Imvelo was created. It's a trademark that is owned by Sedhasa, and basically, what it did is it pulled the industry together. In order to ensure that we looked at all sustainable methods of operation. So yeah. You looked at waste management, you looked at water conservation, you looked at energy conservation, and there were quite a few different categories that members could actually enter into. And the idea was not so much as to the awards process and ceremony that came at the end of the year. It was more about educating as many of our members as possible as to sustainability as a whole. So what happened about 4 or 5 years ago, the then Minister of Tourism created the Lily Zeller Awards and wanted to engulf all the industry awards under one umbrella. And that has been held quite successfully. In fact, last month they had a very successful event at the Sandton Convention Center with the Lily Zeller Awards. So in conversations with the National Department of Tourism, with SA Tourism, FIDASA brought out again to the industry and to the ministry that we really need to break out again and take this message further. And this was really started by the furor about plastic in the last months, and quite rightly so, as you say. Yeah. If we look at it, plastic straws and stirrers take up to about 200 years to break down. You know, plastic bags, 10 to 20 years. It's ridiculous. So what we've done is... through the Imvelo Awards, which we're going to be launching next month, starting early January, we've got a company that's again we've seconded to assist in the rollout, and we're taking about 45 workshops.
Yeah,
we're going to be conducting in throughout all the 9 provinces of the country, taking the message far and wide, and starting off this process and looking at how we can look at alternative methods of use. And if we talk about plastic straws themselves. FIDASA, as most people know, we look after our members in the hotel, small accommodation, and restaurant segments. But we also have a segment called the Trusted Partners. And one of our trusted partners has really come to the fore, and they are manufacturing locally biodegradable straws. And this is a message that we really want to push out to not only our members, but those that aren't our members in the industry to really look at that.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad. Where do people go? How very quickly, because it is 7 o'clock. How do people take advantage of this, Jeff?
I think the best way, I'm sure I can't mention a company on air, but they can get hold of our FIDASA office, speak to Rima, and we can make sure that we can ensure that they get the right company to supply them with stores.
Perfect. Jeff Rosenberg, thank you very much from FIDASA. More people getting together to try and make this world a much better place for us to live in. Coming